Hello.
Hi.
I'm going to let everybody get seated here, and then we'll go ahead and get started. I think we're starting just a couple minutes late. But good evening to everyone, and on behalf of our graduates and their families, I want to welcome you all to our 2023 homeschool high school graduation. This is a pretty big milestone for Chloe, Kyrian, and Zachary, but also for their families, as homeschooling through high school is no small feat. Great job, guys. We are grateful for each of you for being here, for showing your support, and for sharing our joy this evening. Thank you for being a part of our families and being part of our lives. Brent is going to open up for prayer.
Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time that we get to spend tonight honoring these three graduates. And we thank you for Zachary, for Kyrian, for Chloe. I'm thankful that you love them more than any of us ever could. And we're thankful that you know who they are and you've got a purpose for them in their life. And we just pray for each one as they go from this occasion, this momentous occasion, culmination of their hard work, that they would move forward in their lives with that desire to find what that is, what your purpose would be for them, and that they would fulfill that. We just thank you for what you've enabled them to do. We thank you for their hard work in getting to this point. We thank you for their families and the hard work that they put in as well, and for friends and family that have poured their lives into them as well. We just pray that as we honor them tonight, we would also honor you as you're the one who gives us the strength and the ability to do anything that we're able to do. Again, we just thank you for these three young people, and we pray for them as they move forward that you would guide and direct them in what's done in their lives. And we just pray as we continue in this ceremony tonight that it would be honoring and pleasing to you. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
So there's a lot of things that I can say right now. I suppose surreal is the first word that comes to mind. One moment you're just a kid living life, not much of care in the world. That time is fleeting, the most precious time in your life, a simpler time, a time where I was much more concerned with tales of dragons and if my next adventure would be involving pirates. All the same, when you're a kid, you just want to grow up in what should be the most treasured time in your life. Some of us want to wish it all away so fast, but I'm sure that the same could be said for my parents. One moment I'm just a kid, and then in the blink of an eye, I'm standing here graduating. It's been an odd past couple of months for me, a humbling past couple of months even. I've had a lot of time to think about what was before and what comes after. Well, I'm here to tell you that dwelling in those thoughts can be a trap, a shadow that looms over every young person moving on into the next chapter in their life. It's easy to fall in the clutches of fear in such an uncertain and somewhat vulnerable place in your life. When fear comes knocking on the door, we often are so quick to give up before it's all even started. I haven't made many friends so far in my life. And for me, that's sometimes my greatest fear. I know that I'm not alone in fearing rejection or finding my place in this world. I know, too, that the world of yesterday is not the world of today. The world now is changing. It is chaotic. People are confused and angry. They embrace sin and tread a path we should dare not tread. Living in the darkness, they search for a beacon to shine in any other form to show the way instead of turning to the light that's before them, the light that calls to them. This world grows dimmer every day, which is why we are called to be the light to those who have lost their way. I've been getting a lot of questions about my future and my plans, and I'm here to tell you I simply don't know exactly the path that lies ahead of me. But if I have nothing else, I want to have the desire to do the right thing and be that light for others if I can. Be one to inspire people like how I was inspired. It is my belief God has given each one of us a purpose, and sometimes we're not meant to know it just yet. But what I do know is what the Bible says, and I believe it. I want to try to live by it if I can. We aren't called to just do nothing and live for ourselves. We aren't called to reject people or stay alone or stay a slave to fear. We aren't called to give up. We're not called to accept sin either, because it's what's easiest to do in the face of darkness. Life itself, I have always viewed as a path. On this path, we are all one step away from each other, and we are all just one step away from straying off that path. Nobody is better than another. We all need Jesus just the same. We are all poisoned by the same sin, and we're all capable of falling into the same traps. This is why we have to walk this path together and not alone. Here in this place I am right now in life, I'm going to continue to get those kinds of questions. What will you do with your life? Where will you go from here? What college will you go to? I wish I had those answers, but in truth, I do not know. But I have believed in these words, bloom where you're planted. I believe God has given me a gift just as a purpose. I believe that I am a writer. I want to write stories. What those will be, I have a few ideas, but the need for Christian authors, not just writing faith-based books, but fictional stories with those themes, the need for good literature and not this dross trend is needed more than ever in this age. There's nothing wrong with wanting to tell a good story. There's nothing wrong with being a creative individual and having interests that span across the stars. As with any gift from above, it's a choice to use it for good or for evil. I choose good. I have faith that if the Lord wills it, I will succeed down the path of being a writer and a filmmaker. I will write something great when the time comes, and it is my hope that I may inspire others to seek the light and want to find the source of that power that they all know deep down is true. Just as my school days, this time will be gone in the blink of an eye. Moving forward from today, I will cling on to the words that I started this year telling myself. I'm going to do better, I'm going to be better, and Christ will show me the path I need only follow. I would like to end with a thank you to my mom, of course, who taught me basically everything. I'm sure it wasn't easy raising, I don't want to be too harsh on myself, but an opinionated person. I would like to thank my dad also. He's always made an effort to make Christ a part of my life. He has always been there for me when I needed him most. I would also like to thank my sister, Aslan. It was fun being mean to each other, but as we've gotten older, she has been such a positive light in my life. Same also with my brother, Keegan, and my younger sister, Perry Marie. They have more often than not brought me joy. Siblings don't tell each other that they love one another. I mean, that's just... And I'm still not going to say it, not even today, but I would hope that they know that it's true. I would like to thank this church too, and everyone that I've come to meet these past 2 years. Never in my life have I found a church community like this one. It just truly feels like we're a family here, and that's what a community like this should be. And lastly, I would like to end on a verse from Romans, a verse that has really brought me comfort and has cut me deep, I should say. It is called The Marks of a True Christian. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to needs of the saints and seek to show hostility. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far it depends on you. Live peaceably with all.
Sorry, Chloe, for stealing your thunder. I'd like to thank all you guys for coming today. Thank you for coming to see our graduation. I'm glad you are able to be here, all those of you who are here. I've been homeschooled my entire life, aside from taking a few classes outside at Hillier. I have wondered what it would have been like to go to a regular school. However, I think I appreciate the fact that my parents decided to raise me homeschooled instead of out in the world that is out there today. So I graduated from Imagine That Academy, as we decided to call it. 10 out of 10 teachers there. I would highly recommend. After I graduate, I plan to start working for this awesome company. They specialize in building and designing playhouses. And the boss there is very great, very handsome. Afterwards, I plan to start helping more in church and figure out where the Lord might lead me. I have looked at a few colleges, but I haven't feel like the Lord's called me to any particular place yet. So I'm waiting for the Lord to decide where He wants me to go with my life. I'd like to thank my parents for everything they've done for me, for raising me, and for teaching me right and teaching me to put Christ first in my life. I love you guys. Even if I don't say it enough, I really do love you guys. I even love my siblings. I had to throw that out there. I also like to thank Pastor Boffman, Pastor Ed, Mr. Wigington, and anyone else who's ever taught me to love the Lord and continue on. And I just like to thank all you guys. I don't have the time to thank everyone. I don't remember everyone who's affected me or has made me who I am today. But I'd like to say thank you to all of you. And finally, I'd like to thank God. God, thank you. Thank you for sending your son to die for me. Without you, I'd be lost. I'd be a sinner. Condemned to die. Thank you for making me part of your family. Thank you for the church family I'm a part of today. Thank you for the family you've given me. Thank you for the people that you put in my life to help guide me, raise me, and make sure I turn out right. Thank you for caring for me, for protecting me, for helping me, and thank you for just being there. Thank you for forgiving all my sins. So in your name I pray. Amen.
I want to first of all say congratulations to our graduates. So congratulations, Chloe, Zachary, and Kieran. And I think it would be appropriate, okay? I think it would be appropriate if we would thank the homeschool moms. I, being a product of a homeschool mom, my wife now, she's a homeschool mom, so I can appreciate a little bit. Could we ask the moms just to stand for a moment and give them a round of applause? Would that be appropriate? You think we could do that? They didn't ask for that. Now, dads, if you're jealous, you can ask for your own. But I think all of us who've been around the homeschooling, we understand. Some cases, dads do a lot, but often it's mom that carries the brunt of that, and it is a sacrifice that is made. It's a sacrifice that my mom made for me, and I'm so thankful for me and for my siblings, and something that we've chosen for our family. Many have. And so I know that there are many hours that are not recognized. I just wanted to say that in a formal way. So thank you, moms. Thank you, dads. Thank you, siblings, teachers, friends, those who've helped along the way. Thank you to all of you who've come out to show your support for them tonight. This is a wonderful night marking a special occasion in their lives.
Graduation. What is graduation? It's 2023, so what did I do? I looked it up on the internet, right? What is graduation? All right, so what is it? You can ask Siri or you can ask Alexa. One of the ways you can say it is completing a degree, moving up to a higher level, to the next phase. So we celebrate that today. Why do we celebrate graduation? Well, for one thing, these young people have put in a lot of work, right? We've acknowledged that. They would acknowledge that. And we're proud of them for that. But why else? Why do we celebrate graduation? For one thing, it's often the time where we mark where you move from being a child to being considered an adult, right? There is some of this sense of how we view a young person who's finished high school and now we have adult expectations of them. So that's one of the reasons we mark graduation and make it a special time. Now, what does one say to graduates? Well, it's 2023, so you know what I did? I looked it up on the internet. I'm half joking and I'm half not, okay? I did really look it up on the internet. And I found all of the things that are said on the internet. I'm going to say all of them to you tonight, so we'll be here quite a while. No, not really. But I did want to see what do people say about what you should say to graduates. So I read a couple things. I found something interesting. Found different sources. Just did a little skimming, looking around, say, what do other people say? This is my first graduate speech, so hang in there, y'all. We're going to figure this out together, okay? But many graduation speeches focus on the accomplishments of the young people. Okay, so they'll focus on what they've done. They say, congratulations, you did it. Another thing they'll do is they will say, you're wonderful. They will say, you got this. They will say, your life is at your fingertips. So young people, you're wonderful. You got this. Life is at your fingertips. But there's a sense in which when you step back and you realize sometimes graduation speeches can be a little shallow and might even set up young people for an unrealistic expectation of the world. Tonight we celebrate them. And you graduates, it's correct that we celebrate you. But our world is not just going to bow down at your feet and say, you're awesome, you're wonderful, you can do anything you want. We face a world of many challenges. And so even as I congratulate you, I want to challenge you in one area. There's a lot of things that could be said, but I try to narrow it really down. And I want to put it this way to you tonight. Graduation is not the end. It's a wonderful mile marker along your journey. And thank God for it. And your parents are proud of you. We're proud of you. But graduation is not the end. It's, in a sense, it's the beginning. It's another step in your life following the Lord. You haven't arrived. You haven't made it. You've made it to a mile marker. But this isn't a place to stop. This is something to put into the sand and mark where you've been. But you don't stop there. It's a great time to stop and commit to continue in the path you've been going. To committing to following God, to honoring Him with your decisions, both big and small. Life is really a series of choices. And where you go in life, where you end up in life, really you can look back to choices you make, big and small. And so, what I want to challenge you on just briefly tonight is about a series of choices. Because choices have consequences. Graduation is a great time. It's exciting. The world is at your fingertips. The future seems boundless, but graduation is also a time that often it's the start of some serious spiritual challenges. Many drift after high school. It's a time when many stray from the faith they were brought up in because now you're old enough and you can choose, right? When you go from being a child to now you have some level of being an adult, and now you get to decide for yourself, who am I going to be? What's going to be important to me? What path am I going to take? Who is the person that I want to be? And so let me challenge you in choices. First choice that I would challenge you in is own your faith. Own your faith. Do you want to base your life on following Jesus or do you not? Because mom and dad, their faith has brought you to a certain point in life. And moms and dads, we know that to a certain point in life, we can influence our young people very heavily. But at some point, you take off the training wheels and you say, now you go. And there's a sense in which over these next number of weeks, months, years, mom and dad are taking off the training wheels and say, go. And we trust that you'll continue in the direction you've been sent. But now you get to choose. Mom and dad's faith isn't enough for you. It will only get you so far. And so I challenge you, get to know God personally. Get to know God for yourself.
Jeremiah 29:13 says this, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." I know in my own life, and probably others here in this room, my parents' faith did pretty well for me for a number of years. But then you get out into the big old scary world and you realize I need to know God for myself. And just the fact that I was raised this way, I was raised in this church, I was raised in this faith tradition, if we want to put it that way, that's not enough. You need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what will sustain you over the challenges to come. So seek God and find Him. So own your faith. Secondly, and this is a really important one to me, choose your friends carefully. Choose your friends carefully. If there's one area in which I think we deceive ourselves, I think we underplay how important friendships are. We've all heard it, right? Parents, we've all told our young people, be careful who you hang out with as your friend. Why? Because your friends are going to what? Influence you. But the way we usually think is, no, I'm above that. You know, I can be who I want to be. My friends won't influence me. But often we downplay. Scripture doesn't downplay it. Scripture says, walk with wise people. Proverbs 13:20 says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So I encourage you, choose your friends well. Not only stay away from the bad influences, hopefully you know that by now, but that's not enough just to stay away from bad influence. Proactively choose good friends. Choose people who will support you in the right way, who will point you in the right way, people who will be there for you in your important times. It's great to have friends who are fun, but you're getting to that stage in your life where you need friends who really are solid, friends who are going to help you in your life. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Be the kind of friend that helps someone else, and put the people around you who in the time of need are going to point you in the right direction. So choose your friends carefully. I've already touched on this one, but another thing I'll challenge you in the choice of giving importance to your spiritual life. When you're a kid, mom and dad get you up and say you got to go to church, right? Sometimes you don't want to go. Sometimes you fake being sick, but you got to go. But once you get to be an adult, eventually you don't have to go anymore. You can make your own choices. Who do I want to be? What's important to me? Is going to church, is having spiritual input into my life, is it important to me or is it not? Will you go to church? Where will you go to church? Will you read your Bible? Will you honor God with your time, with your money, with your entertainment choices? If you don't stay connected to a local church and to other believers, people who are inputting into your life, you will flounder in your spiritual life. So give importance to your spiritual life. Will you play around with sin and temptation? Will you have people in your life who will speak into your life when you're in that time of need, when you're in that time of crisis? And the final choice that I'll give you that I think is very important is seek counsel in making decisions. You've made it this far and you've had good input into your life. But now you're getting to where you get to choose your counselors a little more. The Bible gives us a challenging example of Rehoboam, who was the son of the wisest man who ever lived. His dad was the smartest guy. And yet Rehoboam made some very foolish choices. Rehoboam decided, I'm not going to listen to the older guys. I'm going to listen to my friends and to my peers. And that's not always a bad thing. But in this case, the people he listened to were really bad influences. Proverbs 12:15 tells us, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Proverbs 11:14 says, in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Remember, your decisions have consequences. So be careful. Don't just go for what's popular, for what's easy, for what's fun, for what's the path of least resistance. I read this, and I think it's quoteworthy. The path of least resistance is the path of least reward. The path of least resistance is the path of least reward. Doing what's easy works for today, but it also has consequences down the road. So let me encourage you, seek wise counsel. In decisions small and big, remember that God has put people in your life to give you that godly advice. You have to follow God for yourself. You can't just lean on someone else. But be sure that the counsel you're getting is that which is going to point you towards Christ. Pursue happiness the right way Hey, I don't say go out of here and try to be miserable, but pursue happiness in the right way, not like the world. Our world tells us that having things, having sexual freedom, having popularity, having pleasure, that's the way to a good life. But Matthew 5 through 7 tell a different story. Seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all those things will be added unto you. The standard for making decisions for a Christian is God's Word. And if you don't know it well enough to make your own choices, if you don't know what would the Bible say in this, borrow from people who do. Lean on people in your life. Say, hey, what do you think God would want me to do? And you'll be blessed. I'll close with this. Something to take with you. It's a truth so simple, it's one of the first songs we ever teach kids. You think of the most basic children's song, what do we often teach them? We teach them, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. So, this is the graduation. Why are we going to talk about a kid's song? Well, sometimes the simplest truths are the ones that really are the most impactful. And I would encourage you, as you walk out today, take that truth with you, a truth so simple, Jesus loves me, this I know. Yeah, but how does that help me? I'm going out in a big old world and I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm supposed to be. I don't know what's expected of me. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Remember that Jesus loves you. The Bible tells you, and you can trust it. He has great plans for you. He wants what's best for you. And He's put people and opportunities, things in your life that are going to help you along the path. God loves you. He wants to have a relationship with you. Even when you face those trials, those difficulties, those failures, cling to this truth. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. No matter how well you do, no matter how big you mess up, no matter what challenges you face, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And if you can cling to that, that'll be something I trust that will encourage you along your way. Congratulations. We're so proud of you.
We are honored to stand here today as the parents of Kurian. He is becoming a young man that we are increasingly proud of and one that has taught us as much as we've taught him. Early on, his seriousness and convictions in life were evident, and he has always stood firm and resolute in his beliefs. School for us always included much debating and long conversations about every topic under the sun. Kurian has excelled in history, civics, language, theology, and politics have been a daily talking point in our home. It has been a joy and a privilege to home educate our children, and allowing them to follow their interests has been liberating for them and for us. Kurian's interests took us to places that we hadn't visited since our own days of youth. From dinosaurs who roamed the earth long ago to swashbuckling pirates who sailed the turbulent seas, our world became one of amazing stories and wonder. We have slayed dragons and escaped the enemy's stronghold with courage and bravery, and we have done so as a family, united. Ancient heroes of old have shown us the way forward, and we have learned from those who failed. We have watched kingdoms crumble when they didn't seek the Lord in His way, and we've seen new realms come forth from the ashes. Kurian's strong sense of right and wrong are still being honed and defined by his faith and his commitment to Jesus Christ. We know that as young people in our world today continually struggle against the schemes of the adversary, youth such as Kurian must push forward for the prize and share the light that he has found. In Philippians 3:13-14, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It is a bittersweet time with our homeschooling adventures coming to an end, but we know Kirian's greatest adventures are just beginning. We know the Lord has a purpose and a path forward for all of us, but each is as unique as we are, and Kirian's has always been set apart. As his parents, we always knew Kirian was destined to use his mind, his words, and the wisdom that God continues to pour into him for great things. We support him completely as he uses his God-given skills for writing and eventually filmmaking, and have no doubt great things are coming.
Since you were little, you wanted to understand things. You would come to me with questions and were only troubled till you knew the answer. Asking questions has served you well, and there is so much more to learn and knowledge to acquire. I hope you never lose your drive and motivation to do so. Life for you is truly starting, and most of your memorable times are yet to come. The Lord will continue to show you his faithfulness to you as you face your challenges and trials. My advice is to take time to smell the roses. Look at the clouds. See the people around you. And see God's beauty and gifts. Obstacles are part of life, but are just stepping stones on the path. Remember when we were hiking 4 miles to camp in Camp Cumberland? On Cumberland Trail, we had to hike 4 miles out the next day. It was very early and cold, and we had to cross a creek that was knee deep with water in the 40s. You were reluctant to press on. I told you we can't stay here. We can't go back. We can't go around. We have to go forward. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be uncomfortable. And it's possible you may fall in. But we have a plan. If you do, we'll build a fire and dry off. But for now, we move on. We ford the creek. We will have a rough hike ahead of us, but we will make it through. We were in such a magnificent place. The difficulties don't compare in remembering the beauty of it all. Once we go through it, we look back and we can say we did it, and we're glad we did. And now you're more prepared and can do it again better. That's how life is. Live your life for the Lord, Kirian. Move after him. Seek his face. Ask him before you do make decisions. I'm proud of you. I love you. Because of who you are. Don't put your value on what you do, who you know, or what you have. Your value is who you are in Christ and who loves you in this world, and you are deeply loved. We're your biggest supporters, cheerleaders, and always will be. Kirian, if you come up.
With love and pride and accomplishments, we're honored
as your parents, to give you this diploma.
Chloe omitted her speaking time to me, so buckle up. It's overwhelming to stand here and try to put 18 years into a few short minutes. Some of our days have been incredibly long, but the years have flown by. I could tell you stories for hours. I won't. When you have your first child and become a new parent, there are so many emotions. I mean, the miracle of growing a tiny human inside of me, it's incredible. Especially since I had managed to kill every houseplant I had ever owned. Maybe it's because she was safely tucked inside away from my hands, except for, of course, feeding myself Mexican food and milkshakes, which is probably why she likes them so much today. Chloe was labeled a drama queen less than 24 hours old by one of the hospital nurses, and it stuck. She is one very determined child. As a new parent, I would call my mom for advice. I am sure in our many phone conversations that my mom mentioned prayer, but the one phone call that really stuck out, I called frustrated, desperate for advice that would provide a solution. I did not expect to hear the words my mother spoke. "I'm sorry, honey, but you broke the mold when you gave birth to Chloe." What does that mean? It means you set a large jar on the counter and you label it bail money, because you're definitely going to need it when she hits adolescence. Never in a million years did I plan to homeschool. Sure, I planned to be a stay-at-home mom and raise my own kids, but I never intended to teach any of them on purpose. Those parents were crazy. We got on a waiting list for a local magnet school, so I figured how hard can it be to homeschool a kindergartner? There are limits and boundaries you cannot cross when schooling a young child unless you plan to do distance learning and teach from a prison cell. 4 years after starting our homeschool journey, we still had not gotten into that magnet school, but we loved having the flexibility to choose our own schedule and take school on the road with us and visit family. So I decided to continue, but only for a little while. There was no way I was going to ever teach teenagers. And here we are. The first one of the bunch graduating, surviving having her mom for a teacher. What's even more amazing is that even though I've been fitted for my orange jumpsuit, I have not modeled it yet. If you know Chloe well, then you know everything is bigger than life, always exaggerated, and has her own unique twist. Chloe has her own style, although it's quite unique and a variety, kind of all mixed together and often depends on her mood for that day. I'm pretty sure she is the only player to have walked onto the basketball court with black socks pulled way up high over her kneecaps. The contrast between those black socks and her pale white skin was unmistakable. I am proud of her, though, for working hard and sticking it out with the girls' varsity basketball team. She had never played a sport when she decided to try out, and I honestly didn't think she would make the team because she had never played a sport, and those girls had played for a very long time. She simply didn't know the game. But she showed up. She worked hard. And I saw a different kid when she was out on that court. She was an outsider, a homeschool kid, jumping into the public school world. But she became a part of that basketball team and made some great friendships. Track was Chloe's second sport of choice. Through cramps, heat, wobbly knee issues, she persevered. During her 2 years in track, she participated in the long jump, the 4x2, the 200, and the 4x4. This year, her relay teams broke school records. Then her 4x2 relay team went on to break their own record 3 more times. Long legs and determination for the win. I have to believe that God has a sense of humor. If you disagree, perhaps you haven't given birth to your mini-me just yet. Because that child will challenge your sanity, jump on your last nerve, and leave you beaming with pride when they succeed and get it right. Chloe, you have gotten many things right. You are full of spunk, talent, and determination. Journey with God, and you will go far. I love you, but keep your hands out of my bail money jar.
Okay. Let me first, Pastor Ed mentioned something about getting on Google, and I did the same thing this afternoon, looking up the traits of the oldest sibling, the firstborn. And I had to go pretty far down the list to find something that matches Chloe. And what I came to was two words, and one Becky mentioned was determined and stubborn. And my first thought that came to mind when she was little, we were, if you remember on Ringle Road, there used to be a Wendy's down a ways, and we were there in the evening grabbing some French fries, and I can't remember how old she was, but she was a toddler. And so I gave her the bag, and all I heard was screaming coming from behind me. And I realized that the fries were fresh, so they were really hot. And I said, "Honey, let go of the fry." "No." I said, "Honey, it's going to burn your hand." "No." She was determined to hold on to that French fry. And that really opened my eyes to, uh-oh, it's going to be a challenge. As she got older, we had her in different things, trying to get her to find something that she would enjoy doing. But I recognized, looking on my life, that when things get difficult, sometimes it's just hard to give it up. And different things that she attempted when things got difficult, she gave up. And it made me nervous. When she transitioned to go part-time at Ridgeland High School, some things opened my eyes, some encouragement. And those things were, first, Mr. Watts, one of her teachers, got her involved with video and photography, and she took off on it. Very challenging, difficult, but she kept with it. She was stubborn. She wouldn't let it go. And that was a big encouragement to me, to see something that she enjoys, that was hard, but yet she pushed on. Also, entering sports with track and basketball, you're coming into high school to play those sports. I said, she doesn't have a background in it. She's not going to do well. But she tried. She was determined. She was stubborn. And she kept at it. And that to me was a big encouragement to me that there's hope for you, Chloe. And I'm grateful for the years that we've had together. And I look forward to seeing what the Lord does in her life as she becomes an adult. Chloe, at this time, I'd like you to come up here. This is our graduation certificate. I'll let Mom read it to you.
This certifies that Chloe Beth Treddy has successfully completed the course of study at Homeschool and Ridgeland High School, May 11th, 2023, Stanley Heights Baptist Church, Mom and Dad.
Zachary, I hope you know how much we love you and how proud we are of you. Being the firstborn, you have been our guinea pig. As much as we wanted to be perfect parents, we know we made a lot of mistakes. No doubt you have realized by now that we don't know everything. But I want to thank you for your graciousness and for your patience with us as we learned and grew right alongside with you for all these years. Being your mom has been one of the greatest joys and privileges of my life.
Whew, hey buddy. I was more emotional at the beginning. I think I'm okay now. Most of you don't know that this is the first suit I've worn since like high school. So. Yeah. There's pockets on the inside. It's pretty cool. All right. As I got up, I dropped the cards. So, buddy, I love you. You know, I always wanted to be a dad. You're my firstborn. Oh, gosh. So, I could not wait once you were born to get here. I could not wait coming home from work to see you. In fact, I remember me and your mother going to the mall and getting hats. And that's corny. It said Daddy and Mommy. We're just so excited that, you know, you were there. I remember coming home from work, working late, coming home. I laid down one time on the floor and I put you on my belly. And you're sitting there drooling. I took my hat off and I put it on you. It's just like a vivid memory I have. Just a little baby bounced on me drooling. Yeah. I've loved every second of being your dad. And I like calling my travel buddy. The business I work, we travel across the country doing stuff. And since 10 years old, when Zachary could, he's come with me. And a lot of trips. I've got pictures of him from San Francisco to Miami to New York to Michigan. And he's always been my travel buddy. And the sad thing now I realize is that, you know, he's graduating now. He's not my son traveling with me as much as he is my son. He's working for me, my employee traveling with me. So it's like it's changed. It's like this graduation thing. I don't know how you parents have done it. Some of you have done it, but it's very hard. The realization that you're out of school now. There'll be no more lessons to take you to. Dropping you off at Hilger, you know, picking you up. There'll be no more coming home when the principal calls me. Different things like that. One of the vivid memories I have of Zachary is I used to come home from work and I put him in a wagon and I pull my kids around in the wagon. Well, as it got bigger, it got harder. But as he got bigger, it became for once him riding in the wagon with the siblings to me pulling and him pushing. And so it's a vivid memory of me and Zachary. I'm pulling, he's pushing the wagon around the yard with the siblings in it. He's always been responsible, even as a young man. He wanted to stay up and play. And we let him. At 3 and 4 years old, we let him stay up and play. And we hear the little pitter-patter of his feet. Picking up his mess before he went to bed. He's always been responsible. So, Zach, I love you. I'm proud of you. And I'm also proud that you want to work with me. You know, we took him to colleges, let him look around, and he decided he wanted to work with me. So I'm proud of that. But if you ever change your mind, you know, I will support you in that. As your dad, I just want to give three quick things. If I can say anything to you in front of people, this is what I want to say. It's taken me 43 years to come up with this. Really has. Number one, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Put God first in your life. Have a backbone in your life. Have integrity. Stand for what's right. But you can't do that without God in your life. Put God in your life. Number two, put others first. The Bible says, let each esteem others better than himself. The world we live in now doesn't put themselves first. I want you to put others first. Be the best son you can be. Be the best brother you can be. Be the best worker you can be. Always put God first and then put others first, right after God. The third thing I like to tell you is whatsoever thy hand finds to do, do it with all thy might. Work hard. Try hard. Give it everything you've got in everything you do. No matter what you do. If you're at the homeless shelter, helping people, give it all you've got. You know, if you're working on a job site, give it all you got. If you don't work with me anymore, still give it all you got in all you do. And if you ever become, I know you've talked about it, wanting to get in the ministry maybe, just whatever you do, give it all you got. And I also want to tell you, I'm very proud of you. Very proud of you for how much you love your mother. Very proud of you. You've always been respectful to her. You've been respectful to me, and you've always been respectful to her. And it's just good to see you. And I'm proud of you for that. And I also want to thank a lot of people here. There's different people in here, from Pastor Ed to Brent Wadington, Mike, Phil, sitting right there. Yep.
Mike is our shop neighbor, so all these years we're sitting there building. He's my shop neighbor for years, so he used to come over and check on us. He watched Zachary grow up. And all the good influence I have here and this guy, in our family sitting right here. You know, we all have great influences in our life. And I just want to say thank you all for helping me raise him. And I don't want to end on that. I want to end on a funny note. I'll tell you a story about Zachary. I was on an install in Orlando, Florida. Oh, he does not want this one. I was on an install in Orlando, Florida, and we installed inside like an Airbnb rental. And the owner's talking to me, has an American Bulldog. Zachary was like 11 at the time, 12 or something like that. And the guy says, he likes it when you pet. So Zachary's petting the dog in his head, he's petting his back. The guy says, he likes it when you pet his butt. I mean, buns, sorry. But, church crowd, sorry. But he said, I like it when you pet his, I like it when you pet his buns. And so Zachary says, so I'm talking to the guy, we're looking at stuff, talking about that. And next thing I hear the guy say, whoa, not there. I'm going to leave the story at that. But that's a funny memory I have of Zachary. And he doesn't want me to tell that, but I want to tell it. So, but thank you all. And, you know, thank my wife for, I was a superintendent. I tell people that. I wasn't the principal. April was a teacher and the principal. I was a superintendent. I just got called in like once a month. And then, yeah, I had to sit there and listen to everyone get up to the podium and tell me what was going on wrong, you know. So, but yes, April was a great principal, a great mother, and a great teacher. So, and Doug is going to close us out in prayer. Oh, I'm sorry about the, let me do this first. I'm sorry, Doug. Thank you.
We really don't want him to graduate.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to hang on to it, I guess.
And I've hardly had to use this, so we're good.
Zachary, I'll shake your right hand. You've graduated from 99 Academy in a very proud of you.
On behalf of the Crabtrees, the Bartletts, my wife and I, we'd like to thank you for making time tonight to be here and celebrate with us the graduation of our children. And we also would like to invite you back in the fellowship hall for refreshments after I close in prayer. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you again for this opportunity. Thank you for each individual that made it a priority and were able to be here this evening to help join with us in celebrating Kyrian, Chloe, and Zachary's graduation. And we thank you for each one that has invested their time with them to help them grow closer to you, God. We are incredibly grateful for that you have a desire to have a personal relationship with us. And Lord, help each of our young ones here that are graduating to cling close to you, God, to be able to grow closer as they become adults and be able to look back at our church, the people here that help strengthen them as they go out into the world and do what you've called them to do. In Jesus' name, amen.